True North Tales. Stories of the people, places, and events from across the territory on 100.1 True North FM.
Des Lorene is a Northerner who wears a lot of different hats. He's an outgoing community member, a stand-up comedian, and he's one of the people that started Totally Arctic Wrestling. When I first spoke with Des for a True North Tale, it was before the pandemic started, and he was really excited to see what TAW could do. And here at the start of our second True North Tale, I asked Des how TAW's doing.
So we're seeing a lot of sort of more casual fans coming in, and it's fun. We'd love to see it go to the smaller communities, and I think TAW is finally now, post-pandemic, growing to a place where we wanted it to be, because I've always wanted to bring top-level wrestling to the North, and finally we're getting there.
I mentioned earlier that Des also considers himself a stand-up comedian, and in 2022, Des got to perform in his second Just for Laughs showcase, where he got to showcase his skills in front of Just for Laughs talent scouts. But Des didn't just get up on stage and start telling jokes. There was a lot of preparation work that went into it before he stepped on stage.
Advice for any young comic or anybody wanting to get out there in any of the arts is put yourself out there. You know, make social media accounts, make a website, and just put yourself out there, because people, especially now in this age that we're in, you know, with TikTok and social media and the other things, it's so accessible, you know? I'm not saying it will happen. I mean, it's obviously a thing about, you know, it's a talent thing, and it's a whole lot of other things that go into it. It's not just plug away, I didn't know it'll happen for you, because there are people who've been doing this for 40 years and they still haven't hit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's a certain level of when talent meets hard work, right? But I think that it's just about putting that hard work in there.
When trying to balance all of these different things that Des does, on top of being a parent, he finds keeping his mental health top of mind is really important. And a need to be remembered is what drives Des to do all of these different projects instead of just focusing on one.
I had a bit of a health scare a couple years ago that made me think, you know, like, what if this is the end of my story, right? What have I done? After that, I started like really picking up the comedy. We did TAW. I started a couple of podcasts, and I've just been trying to keep myself active, because I want people to remember my legacy of entertainment here in the North. And I want kids to say, you know, maybe I didn't find him funny, but I think it's cool that he did what he wanted, and I can do that too, because I have interests of my own.
If you have a story to tell or know someone we should talk about, let us know. Email truenorthtales@mytruenorthnow.com.